Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've got one word to say to you.
Look at me.
G'day. I'm Raddy Walden and welcome to Look at Me, the podcast. Join me and a myriad of special acquaintances as we celebrate the hilarious Kath and Kim. Unofficially, of course. It's going to be...
Yeah, it's nice, different, unusual.
That's right. Let's get into it. 20 years ago, the best television show debuted, and I'm still watching it. And look, I don't want to judge you, but if you've clicked on this podcast, you probably are too. So welcome. You're amongst friends here. Over this series, I'll be joined by some iconic Kath and Kim fans to not only look back at our favourite moments of the show, but also deep dive into why we love it. We'll be looking at the fashion, the sexuality, the humour, and the impact it's had on our culture. And look, I don't want to, you know, make any enemies on the first episode, but I think the recap podcast can sometimes be a little bit dull. So I've enlisted the help of comedian Gabby Bolt to refresh your memory of what happened in season one with a little musical number. Take it away, Gabby.
This is the Kath and Kim season one musical recap. Kim moves home after her marriage is OVAH. Kath went through a crisis thinking that Kim was gay. Kath gets wrapped up in a pyramid scheme selling lingerie. And Sharon just cries all the time. Kel asks Kath to marry him in an electronics shop. Kath thinks Brett is cheating on Kim, but he just bought a dog. Kath's bachelorette party had them all off their jobs. And Sharon still cries all the time. Kel gives Kath his commemorative sausage. Kim no longer decides to hold Brett as hostage. The wedding of the year should have gone off without a single hitch. If not for Velcro dots, Kel's cold feet, and a misplaced switch. Oh, all the look at bullies, all the dippity bits, all the baby choices couldn't have prevented this. The wedding was trampled by a horse going skits. And right at that instant, they won the hearts of our television. Oz Telly had a new addiction, all thanks to Kath and Kim.
Sitting on my settee today is my second best friend, Abby Chatfield. How are you feeling? I'm nervous.
I'm nervous because I don't have the Kath and Kim, I would say, vocabulary or range that you do. So I don't have like the whole, all the seasons in my head ready to go.
But I think you do.
But I don't, this is the thing. So I don't watch movies, you know, but it's also recently I can officially say I have ADHD. So I'm not sure I'm constant. I'm
just
not
cramming sure into every video everything. You're on.
No, because it makes sense. Everything makes sense now, Rowdy. But partly because I think, you know, Kath and Kim, I'm bad at quotes. I'm bad at remembering when things happen. Apparently it's called like time awareness issues or something. People DM me all these different things. Anyway,
because now
I'm
everyone's
nervous.
A medical expert.
Yeah. No, but what if I say, oh yeah, that time, and you go, that's not the quote, babe. How embarrassing.
Well, that's actually one of my icks. Is when people get the quote wrong.
Would our friendship be done?
No, I don't think so. I think most of our friendship has been bonded over Kath and Kim or Kath and Kim adjacent humor.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, look, that's true.
Perfect example.
That's true. It is very much because my mum is very much Kath and Kim.
Your mum's Kath.
My mum is Kath, day, night. Absolutely. Literally wears, instead of the gum nut babies, she'll wear during school because she's a teacher, Christmas earrings that light up. and she gets them out every year.
Kristen's earrings are also an ick of mine.
Yeah. Oh, God, no, you'd love them on Laura. You'd love them on Laura.
They light up.
They light up. Yeah, they have the little, like, yeah. So she.
Tell me that that isn't
Catherine.
Kath and Kim.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there are so many. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast, is because there are so many things about Kath and Kim that are not the show that are, like, I reckon 90% of my humor is Kath and Kim jokes.
Yes. Changed, tweaked. Yeah.
Tweaked.
And then if you add the Kath and Kim voice to anything, it makes it funny.
It makes it funny.
It makes it funny to an Australian. You go, oh, yeah, doll. Yeah. And it's, you're so funny.
Hilarity.
Throw for your couch. Do I say it every day?
Absolutely.
I don't know. The other day I asked Comrade if we can get a jumbo or a thrower for the couch. We need a jumbo one. And he was like, haha. I watched the bloopers a lot on the YouTubes. And I feel like it was me. Imagine me. Is that an ick? Me looking up.
You
Kath
saying,
and Kim bloopers.
No, but
season
you saying,
two.
I don't know much about it. I watched the bloopers on YouTube.
But I think I've seen the bloopers more than I've seen the actual show. Like, I think someone shared it on Facebook in like 2010 or something. And I
now
went,
it's
that's,
favorited.
I went, that's funny. And now it's like my YouTube algorithm is like, Kath and Kim bloopers sees it. And I'm like, you know what? I'll give that a go.
Well, what is your favorite moment from Kath and Kim?
Okay, I think the one that I reference the most and the one that I think is the funniest is obviously when Kath thinks that
Look at
Kim,
me judging.
Yeah. Kath thinks Kim is a lesbian and she runs around. I made a reference to it on stage the other night on my live show, literally when she's like, ah, it's like, wah, 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 and it's like Lebanese food. That is my favorite. I literally think about it probably once a week and I reference it and I go, you know that scene? And everyone's like, yeah, because all I do is go, wah, 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 wah. And they're like, that's not the sound. I don't even know if that is the sound.
It's very close.
Yeah, is it?
How fitting though, because today I want to talk about sexuality.
I know. It is fitting. I was trying to think of a different one because I
but
felt
it's genuinely
like.
Your
yeah,
favorite
it genuinely
one.
Is. So I couldn't lie and be like, oh, like chooky neck or like, or business class to Coulomb's quite good.
When do you think your obsession with Kath and Kim started?
I feel like when it was showing, we'd all watch, like mum, my sister, my grandma and I would all watch it. So I don't know if it's an obsession, but more of a way of life.
Back in the early 2000s.
But yeah, it's like that when it was on, that's when it was an obsession. But I think maybe when I was in like grade 10, I rewatched it all. Did it go on Netflix or something?
Just came on Netflix
recently.
Yeah,
and then I think I rewatched it all and then I was in the bloopers as well on the Facebook and then it's just been a continued obsession. I feel like it's just in the Australian zeitgeist, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I remember distinctly the night that I started watching it.
Okay, do you? Tell me
we
all about it.
We were on holidays in Lismore at my cousin's house. I would have been 10, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, there's a new show coming out on the ABC. We were all there, like my whole family were there. He put it on and I just remember thinking like, fuck, this is the most bizarre TV show in the world. But I also thought it was real.
Because it seems real. For Australians, this is the thing. I've seen Americans talk about TikTok and go, oh, I've found this TV show, Kath and Kim. And they think it is like a caricature. I'm like, it kind of is.
Yeah.
But my mum is Kath. Like genuinely.
I genuinely thought it was two women from a similar town that I grew up in Melbourne. Yeah. I was like, this is a documentary.
Yeah, and they've made it. Big city.
And it was the ABC. So I felt like, oh, yeah.
Educational.
It's intellectual. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, no, it was very real. And because none of us had comedy in our lives before then, we thought, no, because you know what? You know why though? Because our mums are a bit Kathy, right? So I feel like we relate. Realistic. It's a reality show. There's Big Brother and Kath and Kim.
One of my favourite things, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, is hanging out at shopping centres. And they go to the shopping centre every episode.
Wait, currently? Because currently for me, same. Like I love going to the shopping centre and walking around. And like mum will always claim this is a sidebar point about Kath and Kim, but it's also kind of a Kath thing to do. She'll always claim that she hasn't gone to Chermside in years. And like we were there literally last week. Oh, it's so nice to just walk around the shop. Someone will say,
you know what my mum says?
You have gone. I literally bought you something from here last week.
My mum goes every weekend and she always says, oh, it's all the same stuff. Yeah, because you go every weekend.
7 days.
Because you're there every weekend.
Every weekend, mum. Yeah. So it's going to, nothing good in the shops right now.
Nothing new at Big W.
In a week?
In the Second City fandom, fans of the show always relate themselves to a character. Who are you in Sex and the City and who are you in Kath and Kim?
I'm Samantha from Sex and the City and I really do think I'm kind of Kimmy.
I think you are too.
I think I'm Kimmy.
Have you heard the news that it might be coming back for a reboot?
I have not heard this.
Okay, so maybe 2 weeks ago now, the house was being demolished.
Also, that should have been Heritage Listed. I'm not even kidding. That should have been never sold.
Did you see that James Lemon stole the door?
Who's that?
He's a Melbourne artist, but he went and took the door from the demolition site.
No, but it should have been heritage listed. I'm not even kidding. I'm not trying to be funny. I genuinely think that should have been preserved.
Well, when I saw all the scaffolding go up on the house, I was like, they're going to like put it back because they're going to film the new show.
Because it's waterfront, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
It's bloody waterfront.
It's expensive.
It's expensive. Why did they choose that house?
No, but it looks shit inside.
Yeah, it does.
You know that like 90s wood kitchen, the like weird shag pile carpet. So I saw the scaffolding go up as I saw the news of this, like in 2023, it's coming back to a streaming platform. Obviously it's Netflix, right? Like Netflix has the right, whatever. Yeah. Interesting that you say that you align with Kim, because I reckon if it came back, you are the perfect person to play Kim.
Oh my God, I would love to play
Kim. Don't you reckon?
Oh, I know, but oh, I know.
If you put a brown wig on.
No, have you seen that photo of me?
Kim.
Have you seen that photo of me on the Hot Nights
You look
Instagram?
Like Kim.
I look like Kimmy. Like I actually could do Kimmy really well. Yeah, I'm a bit naughty, you know, and a bit of like a little bit of a bogan, you know.
Do you think it's coming back or do you think it's a rumour?
I think it's a rumour. And I also think if it comes back, it will never be as good.
Yeah. They all are, apart from the Sex and City reboot.
I think that's shit as well, though.
No, I'll Die on a Hill. It's good.
You're fucked. I've watched it. I couldn't finish it.
Before we get into the main topic of discussion,
okay.
I did bring some nummies.
Oh, did you? I love nummies.
Now, I've got.
Oh, my God. My nipples are getting harder and harder. With every second that goes by.
Your jats.
Oh, your jats.
Your jats.
And you know what? Jats is a particularly special thing for me because on Real Housewives of Sydney.
Jats crackers.
Jats crackers. It's so good. Your jats crackers.
But I've also got your Ritz.
Oh, yeah.
And your clicks.
Oh.
Just in case.
And they're all the same, aren't they? Because I'm from Queensland, so I've never seen these in real life.
What do you have? Jats or Savoys?
Jats, only jats. Or what?
They're called Savoy in Melbourne.
I've never seen these in my life.
These?
Never seen.
Oh, my God. Okay, crack.
I've only ever seen this.
Well, crack the Ritz.
They're very crumpled because I was jumping.
They're a sturdy, hearty biscuit.
Oh, actually, I want you to close your eyes and you tell me if you can guess which one is which.
Okay.
Okay.
Mix them up.
Of course I am.
Also, I love how in the 2 years that we've known each other, you're now touring the nation with a live show and I'm eating Jats.
Okay. All right.
I haven't changed. Okay.
No, you haven't.
This one is that's a clicks. I don't even have to eat it to know.
Hmm.
Oh, hold on. Can you have the first one back? Clicks, Ritz. And that means the last one's Jats. That's a Jats. It's bubbly. Wait. That's a Jats.
Okay, that's a Jats. You're actually wrong. I know. It was Ritz, clicks. Yes.
But no. That's a Jats.
That is so embarrassing.
We'll try it.
The awkward tension in the room right now is so palpable.
Is it too late to cancel the show?
Should I do a review? Because I've actually never tried these.
Yeah, try the one you haven't.
I've tried it.
Jats is a Jats.
Exactly, yeah.
And you can tell because it's bubbly.
Mm. But what's a...
Buttery.
Nice.
Butter.
That's nice.
They are nice. I don't know why people go Jats. Do you like clits or these ones better? Clicks. Why can't I say?
I like clits. I like the clit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got more.
That was yum.
I got more things.
Oh, this is only the first bit of nummies.
Yeah. I brought it. I done a spread.
Oh, my God.
I've got some Dippity Bics.
Oh, my God. I've wanted those since primary school.
French onion flavour.
I've never had a French onion.
I've got some French onion dip for the clits.
Yep.
Got some baby cheeses.
Oh, see, I hate those. Jolie used to love them.
I'm being blasted again because I've actually never had one.
No, baby girl, I actually don't know if I can, like, it makes me feel sick, baby girl cheeses. But you know what? Maybe it was from my childhood. My sister used to love them and I used to make fun of her.
My grandma
would buy them for my sister.
Your sister does give off drink a glass of milk vibe. Okay, you ready?
I actually don't know if I want to, babe.
It smells like foot.
Yeah, it was like a hoof. But people would eat these baby cheeses.
People would bring these to school.
And they'd chomp on them.
Do you reckon this was Kath and Kim influence? Guess how much these were?
$3.
Seven.
Very ritzy.
It's the aftertaste. It's the foot aftertaste. What about a little boy to wash it down? How did you eat them when you were younger?
I call them Cheerios.
That's a little boy.
I'll just eat them.
Right.
How would you eat them?
Well, I have eaten them hot before.
Oh, of course, hot. Of course, boiled.
Yeah, but I've also eaten them cold before.
I've never eaten a cold Cheerio.
And when I went to Coles yesterday to get them, there was a big sign on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The thing that said, do not eat without cooking first.
Yeah, because I don't think anyone would ever eat them raw. Are we going to eat them raw? You've been warned.
I've had them cold before.
Let me try. Should we do like a Christmas cracker?
Do you know what? This is like a Kell's commemorative sausage.
Cheers. Cheers. Sorry, the thought of that raw, I actually can't. It tastes so yum, but I just looked at that and it's pink.
Am I a fake fan?
No, because I literally like, no, because eating that raw, I looked at that and I thought salmonella. I don't even know what that is. What is it? Oof. Why did our parents feed us that as a treat?
That was a party thing in my birthdays.
Yes.
That was like.
Oh, a plate of Cheerios.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be a nummy wine time, but it's really not.
Do you have any wine? For the wine time?
I've got some piccolos because you're a fake fan. Do you remember the races episode?
Yes, of course.
Piss Mothers?
Yes.
These are the exact brand. I got a screenshot. I went to Liquorland.
And I still have it.
Guess how much this was? 17. It's the most expensive mini wine they stock.
Because you'd think $4.
I thought Kath and Kim would be cheap. And it's a screw top. I don't need the glass. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oof, that'll put hairs on your chest, won't it?
What is it, fucked?
That's actually quite nice.
Oh my God, this will get you pissed. That smells like goon. Someone just got a soda stream and put goon in a soda stream and they've gone, Henkel, $14.
There's someone at the Piccolo factory just with a soda stream on going 24/7.
Another one. The house has been demolished. Get more out.
Can I just say, I don't want this to come off as me being a snobby, but if Kath and Kim invited me over for a charcuterie board, I'd pack a dinner roll.
No, honestly.
I ain't eating any of that.
Also, it's expensive. It isn't like being a snob. It's expensive shit. All right. I'm ready for our conversation now about sexuality. Ever since I ate that cheese and the goon has really got me going. I got to do a radio show after this.
I've got a bit of a head on me just from those two sips.
Babe, it's really strong. It's like drinking just vodka.
Interesting that you brought up that your favourite moment is that Lebanese where like Kath is coming to terms with Kim's potential sexuality.
Yeah.
Because I think that sex and sexuality in Kath and Kim is a huge theme.
Mm.
Before we even get into like the like very obvious moments in Kath and Kim, when the show first starts, we meet Kath, who's a mature age woman dating. And I don't think that's a storyline you see.
No, very much at all. No. To 2002, but even in 2022, they've only just commissioned that show for older parents dating.
Oh.
On 10. Yeah, there's a new show they've been casting for it. That's only like a recent thing. I feel like even back in 2002, that was not.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she wanted to make herself look good, you know.
And they fuck throughout the entire franchise.
And they're fucking a lot.
Yeah. Like that, I think that is like a huge like milestone in Australian television when it comes to sexuality.
Yeah, true, actually, yeah.
Before that, it was like mums were mums.
Yeah, once you had a baby, you lost sexuality. Yeah. I feel like as well there was like a safe space in the satire and the vulgarity of it because it's very, very vulgar, like things that I talk about now and I get trolled the shit out of for. Probably had themes on Kath and Kim and it was, you know, it was funny, but it also allowed like a little door to be opened into sexuality. Like the word hornbag. Like, come on. Like, you know.
People would have been scared to say it before.
Yeah. 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 And even saying, oh, it's a bit of hunk of spunk, you know. My mom growing up, even still mom goes, oh, I was a bit spunky.
Do you know the first term I heard the other day for the first time? Dishy. Oh, he's a bit of a dish, isn't he?
Oh, like a snack.
Yeah.
Like, I like dishy.
Season one of the show and the second episode is called Gay, which is like, I don't know, it still blows my mind that like this show that was, obviously it didn't know what it was going to become, but like it was putting itself out there for huge criticism.
Season one, episode two. Was Queer Eye Out?
I don't think there was blatant sexuality on TV in the way that episode is.
Yes. I feel like maybe if Queer Eye was out, the original Queer Eye with like Carson Kressley and things, if it was out then, I feel like it was kind of like being gay is a personality trait, not having sex with the same sex. Whereas the thought about having gays, just like a blatant, it's that they are fucking each other. That was kind of what it so blatantly obviously was, you know?
Yeah. And I think that it's not gay in the sense of Queer Eye or whatever. Like Kath goes on this really lovely journey where she comes to terms. She starts off like today I would be like, oh yeah, Kath and Kim, gay icons. But she doesn't start off the series as a ally.
She's terrified. I mean, she's being traumatized by the word Lebanese.
She's also repulsed when she thinks that Sharon and Kim are fucking.
Yes.
And one of my favorite moments in the whole entire show is when Sharon invites Kim to go and play golf on the weekend. And Kim's like, who's there? And she's like, oh, you know, just the girls, Katie, Ellen, Martina and the gang. They're all famous lesbians. Katie Lang.
Oh my God, yes.
Ellen DeGeneres. And Martina, whatever her last name is.
And the gang. Right. That's so funny. Like, there are such a subtle lesbian
gag. Mm-hmm. But back to Kath. In 2003, there was this study done about gay marriage and like most people were like, nah, fuck, not having a bar of it.
Yeah, right.
So I feel like that maybe in a way Kath had an influence on people's acceptance of sexuality in Australia.
Yeah, through comedy.
Through comedy.
Which is the best door to open.
Don't you reckon though?
No, 100%. People were able to identify with Kath when they first started and said, yeah, oh yuck, I'd be terrified if my son or daughter was gay.
Yeah.
And then they saw the acceptance. But did she ever accept? I mean, because she stayed with Kel, didn't she?
Well,
when Kel said that he.
Interesting point. He's had
in
some
the Navy,
experiences
right?
in the Navy. Mm. Yeah.
It was like her world came crashing down.
Well,
this is the question. Because are we saying that maybe he's a feminine man and we're accepting that? And, you know, fucking a man once doesn't make you bisexual. Or are we saying that he's bisexual, therefore he has feminine traits? And then is that the stereotypes of the time coming through that, oh, well, he's fucked these men, so therefore he puts flowers in a vase.
Yeah, or is it just situational, like, fuck, who else are you going to fuck in the Navy?
Yeah, exactly. Who else are you going to fuck in
like,
the Navy?
Are you bi or was it just like, damn, you know, like people that go to jail are like, I've just got to get what I can.
Yeah, I'm horny for it, yeah. And then maybe he just
likes- Me on Grindr. I just got to get what I can.
I can, absolutely, babe.
You can't be fussy when you're in the Navy.
No, you can't. I think Kel.
I think Kel's bi.
I think he's a bi icon. A bi icon?
Well, I actually think the bi icon is Sharon.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Gay episode, she is very clearly saying that she's going to hang out with her lesbian friends. Mm. She's unlucky in love. She obviously has these gay undertones, right?
Because she actually never says she's slept with, and whenever she finds someone new to date, don't they all think that it's a woman? The person that Sharon is dating is a woman. Isn't there an episode like that?
Well, she has this lesbian, well, who's to say that just because she goes to a golf game with some girls that she's a lesbian, right? But you would assume through a lot of her outfits and mannerisms that she was like clearly
a lesbian
bi or queer.
Stereotype of the day, you know? And maybe even today.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In later seasons, she does marry Marriott.com, which is a bot.
She does, isn't she?
Marriott.com.
Yeah, Marriott.com. Yes, yes, yes.
And gay marriage wasn't legal at the time, but they were going to get married. She went to, goes to the airport and picks them up and gets a wedding
dress.
We
don't know.
Well, it's a bot. It's clearly not
a
real
gay.
You know what I mean? It's never said whether she thinks they're a man or a woman.
Yeah, right.
But she does date Mark that she meets through Irish dancing.
Yes. And then she also has a crush on Warnie.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
It's Wayne, the Shane Warne impersonator.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Fuck.
So it's like, is she bi? Is she queer? What's going on with Sharon?
Mm-hmm. Maybe Sharon is omnipresent and omnipotent and Sharon doesn't need to be anything.
Well, that's right. You know, is our assumption that she's
because she plays
gay.
Netball and because she likes cricket.
Are we just judging her?
Are we judging her? I think we might be. Now, are we getting too meta here? Saying that like maybe the writers wanted us to assume she was gay, but then continually prove to us that she was, because the implications that she's gay, like hanging out with lesbians and playing netball and then, you know, all these different implications, but then she's actually only ever explicitly expressed sexual attraction towards men. So are they trying to push our boundaries or is it just a funny joke?
Then comes Kath and Kim Dorella. Awful.
Not good.
But she does have a bit of a lesbian undertone in that movie as well. But does that just have something to do with maybe Magda coming out?
Because Magda had come out, hadn't she?
She hadn't come out when the show was on, but between the show and the movie, she'd come out.
And Magda is the writer, isn't she? She owns the character Sharon. So Sharon can't be in anything unless Magda is there.
Or maybe Magda is, whenever Sharon rears her head, is like giving her a new, you know, character development.
Yeah.
Maybe Sharon's slowly discovering her sexuality. Did you like seeing Sharon get married?
I loved seeing Sharon get married. Did you not?
Wouldn't it be better if she had a gay wedding?
It would have been better, absolutely. But I think we just wanted to have Sharon have any happiness as she could get at that point.
Do you think that Kathy Kim, on the whole, are gay icons?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's made for the girls and the gays.
Yeah.
And I think it's created a lot of our personalities, a lot of our mums related to Kath. And then we all became little mini Kimmies.
Isn't that interesting you bring that up? Mm. what a segue.
Wow.
I think our generation are all Kims. We're the generation that won't move out of home, that can't afford to buy their own house, that can't have a stable job. Mm-hmm. We're Kim.
Yeah.
We've been influenced by a fictional character. Hornbags.
Hornbags and blatantly hornbags. Where our G-strings are, will be little.
Do you know what? I was rewatching the show recently because it's the only thing I watch. Do you know the scene where Kim and Sharon go to speed dating?
Yes.
And all the guys are eating putty out of Sharon's
hands. Sharon's, yes, yeah.
And Kim's sitting on the bar eating the spitbacks.
Yes.
I'm Kim.
You're Kim.
Every time we go out, I'm Kim. If we were in this situation, you would think that Sharon was the unlovable one, but really Kim's the cunt.
You would think that I'm the unlovable one.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm saying when we go out, the guy's eating putty out of your hands and I'm like.
And you're, but you're not cranky.
No, I'm just meep in the.
Kimmy's a bit painful.
She is.
She's a brat and she's painful. Maybe I'm more Kimmy.
I mean, they have a weird sex life.
Who?
Kim and Brett. Only having sex to procreate. That's why he had to go off and fuck the Bolton bitches.
But see, she hates Brett. So what's going on there?
I don't think she is. I just think she can't get anyone better.
Than Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Kath says, go back to it, sweet, you'll never get anyone better.
And you know what? Kath's always right.
Kath's always right. So who's our bi icon? Is it Sharon, who is unlucky in love, very addicted to sport, possibly maybe gay since the show has gone on because the movie alludes to her being a bit more queer than we thought.
Mm.
I mean, is bi the wrong word? Are we just saying they're queer?
I think queer.
Queer's better. Queer queen. I'm going to put my foot down and say that Kel is the queer queen.
So I was going to say Kel genuinely I think is more of a bi icon. We have more confirmation of the bi activity.
He's admitted to it.
And also I think he exudes both masculine and feminine attraction and personas quite equally.
And if you had to sleep with anyone in the cast, who would it be?
Oh.
I would say the guy that sells Kath the Pumpkin Style Coach.
You're obsessed with him.
I am.
You're like obsessed with him.
I am.
You know who I'd, you know,
but what about, wait, Sandy. Wait. Sandy Freckle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'd fuck Sandy Freckle. I fuck Sandy Freckle.
He has a crusty rim, doesn't he?
I know. I would fuck him.
Also, he does call himself the purveyor of fine meats.
And that's something, isn't it? He's a little gold car.
Gay.
I love it. It's amazing.
What have we learned, Abby?
I've learned that Kathy Kim's food has been, first of all, the price is really up there.
Exceed.
I didn't realize it was so expensive and of such poor quality. I've also learned that I wish you'd cooked the Cheerios. Sorry, the little boys. I also learned that maybe everyone is a gay icon. In Kath and Kim, the entire cast, and I think they were intentionally trying to push us.
Well, I mean, why else would they have Kylie on the show?
Why else?
Well, thanks for coming on.
Love you. I'm a little bit pissed.
I've had half a piccolo.
It's goon. I love it.
Thank you for coming on, and I will make it my endeavor. How about this? I'll do two things in this podcast series. If I get someone from the cast on the show, I will, one, push that you play Epony or Kim in
the
reboot.
Thank you.
If it happens, yeah. I hope it.
I would like to be Epony because I don't want to be living up to a Kim shadow.
Yeah. You want to launch him with a new character.
Yeah, I want to be Epony, right, yeah.
And two, if I get someone from the cast, I'll get a Kath and Kim tattoo.
I think we should get one regardless. Weren't we going to get one regardless?
What are you doing after this?
I've got a meeting, sorry.
This is what's going to happen. Remember when my mum dared me to get this? Yeah. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to say, yeah, I'll do it. And then you're going to go, oh, sorry, I can't. Thanks for coming.
Love you.
Love you.
Nummies.
And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Please hit follow if you want to be notified for future episodes, which obviously you do. And if you can be bothered taking time out of your very busy schedule, chuck us a review. 5 stars, please. I'm Ready Walden, and you'll be hearing from me next week.
Hooroo.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.